We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Gimel, in middle of paragraph Dalet. I was saying that in that paragraph in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, chapter 7, paragraph Gimel, paragraph 3, there he goes into a very clear explanation as to how critical an item this is for a Jew to seek Eitzah from true tzaddikim, and how when a person chas v'shalom takes Eitzah from Rishoim, or people who are not true tzaddikim, it's extremely destructive. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas loy b'gvuras hasus yechbots, loy v'shoike ho'ish yirtzeh, roitzeh Hashem es yireyov. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Hashem does not want the strength of horses, and he doesn't desire the thighs of men, but rather Hashem wants those who fear him, those who respect him. Ki betchilo medaber hamizmor mibchinas hamshochas hashefa v'aparnoso, kama shekosu shom mikoidem, hameichin loretz motor, hamatzmiach loremchotzir, noisin levhei molachmo. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look at the beginning of that paragraph in Tehillim, in the beginning it talks about drawing parnosa from Hashem, rain and food, v'yachar kach mefaresh haposuk, and then the posuk goes on to explain, shekol ze einoy toli chas v'shalom bepula sodom, that all of this parnosa and shefa is not dependent on the strengths of man or the efforts of man, rak hakol berotzon Hashem levad, but rather it depends entirely on the will of Hashem. This is what it means when it says Hashem is not looking for the strength of man, for the strength of the horses or the thighs of the men. Roitz Hashem es yireyov, ki ikar hashefa v'aparnosa eino el al yidei hishtadlus odom chas v'shalom b'gvuras asus u'b'shoykei o'ish, because the main source of shefa and parnosa is not based on the efforts of the person with the strength of the horse and the thighs, meaning shehoylech v'noiseya u'mishtadel b'shvil ha'parnosa. The horses today are airplanes. Person getting on a plane and traveling trains or planes or cars or whatever it is. Person running here and there to make deals or to make money. Rakoikara parnoso hu rak al yidei heoras harotzoin shemamshichem mishabes l'sheishish ne'achol kanal. But rather, the true source of parnoso is the goodwill of Hashem, the rotzon of Hashem, which shines brightest on Shabbos, and from Shabbos we draw it into the 6 days of the week. Vizehu, this is what's meant by roitze Hashem es yireyov. Hashem wants those who fear him. Because we had explained earlier, she'ikara parnoso hu rak al yidei horas harotzon kanal. We had said that the main source of parnoso is horas harotzon. Ve'ikara parnoso mekabelas hamalchus shehu b'chinas yira mibchinas harotzon o'elyoin. And the main way that parnoso happens is that the parnoso receives the malchus, which is referred to as yira. We mentioned many times that there's a statement in Pirkei Avos where it says, Il mole moiro'o shel malchus. Were it not for the fear of government, of authority, people would swallow each other alive. So we see that malchus and yira go together. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that parnosa comes through a process whereby the malchus, which is called yira, draws mibchinas harotzon elyon from the heavenly rotzon alidei habitchonos shel kol echod, through the bitachon of each and every single Jew. Bichinas, as the pasuk says, kulam eilecho yisaberun, all Jews turn their eyes to Hashem, all the Jews are looking to Hashem for their salvation. Kimavura b'maimer anal, as is explained in the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, that this halach is based on. V'zehu roitze Hashem es yireyov. And this is why there's another pasuk that says, Hashem wants those who respect him, those who fear him. Note, this pasuk puts together rotzoin and yira, that it's through yira that a person draws upon themselves this rotzoin, this heoras harotzoin, es hireyov daiko, ki hoikar toloi beyira, kimavur b'maymaranal. Note the pasuk uses that term yireyov, ritzoin yireyov yase, or roitza Hashem es hireyov, because the one of the most important ingredients that's needed for a Jew to be able to be a keli, a vessel, to receive this flow of heoras harotzoin is yira. Fear of Hashem, ki ho'ikar toloi beyira, because the main thing, it's really dependent on yira. Rabbi Nachman quotes another pasuk sometimes, ki ein machzor lireyov. Those who fear Hashem, they lack nothing. Ein machzor means they get the full measure of shefa. Kemavur b'maim ranal, as is explained in the chapter on the Likutei Moran, she'ikar he'oras ben v'talmid, shal yodo meir harotzoin, shemishom mekabelas hamalchus haparnosa, hakoil toli b'yirayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the main ability, the flow of light that's called Ben and Talmud, the son and the student who receive from the rabbi, through which Rotzoin, which causes a flow of Rotzoin, and which causes the Malchus to receive its Parnosa, that it's all dependent on Yira. If you recall, when we gave the introduction to this halacha, when we quoted from Likutei Moran, we showed there how in order for a person to be able to receive the chesed of Hashem, they need a keli, a tzimtzum into which to receive it. And the keli is yira. Yira is a concept of gvura, tzimtzum, malchus. Those are all a concept of a vessel into which the person has the ability to receive the kindness of Hashem. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, note, the pasuk begins with the words Roitze Hashem es Yireyov. Hashem wants, Hashem desires those who fear Him, and it continues with the words Es Hameyachalim Lechazdoi, those who turn to Hashem for His kindness. Dahainu, Mashekol Echod Meyachel Lechazdoi Uboiteach Bashem. The fact that each and every single Jew yearns and prays and begs Hashem for that kindness, and they trust in Hashem, Shaideze Daiko Oile Hayira Bechinas Malchus Umekabelas Haparnos Meyoros Harotzoin. That's what gives the Malchus, which is called Yira, the ability to rise up. The Malchus rises up to the place of the Yodayim. Malchus is usually associated with the feet. The Malchus rises up to the place of the Yodayim, Poiseach es Yodecho Masbir, and receives from those Yodayim this flow of Rotzlein, Shebechina Shabbos, Ki Shabbos Hi Bechinas Yira. Because Shabbos is also a concept of Yira, Bechinas Yore Shabbos. As we learned earlier, that the word Bereshis is composed of two words, Yore Shabbos, showing that Shabbos is synonymous with fear and respect for Hashem. She'ikar he'oras ben v'talmid, ve'ikar ha'parnoso, hi'alidei ho'yira daiko, v'zeh bechinas Shabbos malkasa. Because as Rabbeinu Zal tells us there, that the main flow of light to the students and to the children, and the main parnoso comes through yira. We know that the pasuk says, Reishis Chochmo Yiras Hashem, that a Jew, a student or a child who wants to learn from a rabbi or a parent, the foundation, the beginning is Yira. Reishis Chochmo, what precedes Chochmo, before a person can receive any knowledge of Kiddusha, any knowledge of Torah, any knowledge of Hashem, Yiras Hashem. They must first have Yira. That's the Keli. That's what precedes it. So through Yira, there is this He'oras Ben V'talmid and Parnosa, which also comes through Yira. And that's why Shabbos is called Shabbos Malkasa, Miloshin Malchus. Shabbos symbolizes this Malchus. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week, corresponding to the seventh attribute of Hashem, which is Malchus. And it's the Malchus that's the source of Shefa. Paragraph Hey, v'zeh shehizir Hashem Yisborach al Shabbos koidem aleches haMishkan. And it's for this reason that in Parshas Vayakhel, in the beginning, which is one of the most prominent places where it speaks about building the Mishkan, it precedes the discussion of the Mishkan, building the Mishkan, with the mitzvah of Shabbos. L'hoyrois, to teach us, She'ein meleches hamishkon doiche Shabbos, k'moy shom razal. As the Gemara tells us, that the work building the Mishkan is secondary to Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. K'moy shom razal, as the Gemara says. Because once we realize that the 39 acts of work that were done in the Mishkan are all actually receiving from the Heoras HaRatzon, and the actual work happened by itself, I might have thought to say that since in the Mishkan was where this He'oras HaRotzon was b'shleimus, and the work happened by itself, which means there's this tremendous flow of He'oras HaRotzon, I might have thought that could be Doiche Shabbos. Since we're not really, it's not as if we are working, it's happening by itself. Hashem is doing it. It's for this reason that Hashem had to instruct the Yidden not to make that mistake. Because even though the reality is that way, the reality is that we are doing nothing, even though we're going through physical motions, our physical motions are nothing. In the Mishkan, they saw that when it came to the menorah being produced, it happened by itself. The engraving and it happened by miracle. It happened by itself. Still, ein meleches hamishkan doiche Shabbos. The working of the Mishkan is not doiche Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu lemalo mizeh. Lemalo mebechina soros harotzon shemislabish bebechina salametes melechis. Because Shabbos is still a higher level. Meaning, this level where the He'oras HaRotzon manifests itself in producing the work, Shabbos is a higher level of He'oras HaRotzon than that. Ki Shabbos hi bechinas bitul legamri, because Shabbos symbolizes the highest level of He'oras HaRotzon, where it's a state of nothingness, where there is no physical form whatsoever. Bechinas raiva deriven, rotzon shebretzonos, as the Zohar HaKadosh calls it, raiva deriven, which is the Aramaic words for rotzon shebretzonos. It's the desire of desires. It's that highest peak of yearning where there's no physicality whatsoever. Vioz ein shum uvdo vasiya klal. And in that state, in that place, there is no activity whatsoever. There is no work whatsoever. Adarabba, Yefshar la'asayis b'chinas melechas ha-mishkon, d'haynu la'asayis kol alamates melechas, b'chinas taloyeris, b'chinas horotzim, kiyem al yidei Shabbos. But rather, as we said before, that it's impossible for the melechas ha-mishkon, the 39 acts of work, the 39 lights, to come about unless it receives from this highest level of He'oras HaRotzon, which is called Shabbos. Dehainu, al yidei ha-shvisa v'ha-menucha shel Shabbos. Meaning that the word Shabbos means lishbot, to rest, to abstain from work. Ki daiko al yidei Shabbos, al yidei she-shoiv senos mi-melocha megamri. Because it's through Shabbos, through our abstention from work, and it's then that the person receives the highest level of He'oras HaRotzon. A person who keeps Shabbos, he has the ability to draw that highest level of He'oras HaRotzon into the 6 days of the week. We have the ability to draw some of that He'oras HaRotzon into our weekday activities, lechol halametes melochos, into the 39 acts of work, v'nichlolin kol halametes melochos bebechinas tal oiros, and our 39 acts of work plug into the 39 lights that we mentioned earlier. Shezeo bechinas meleches hamishkan kanal. That's the concept of that high level of work that took place in the Mishkan. Nimtza, she'efshar la'asayis b'chinas meleches ha-mishkan kanal, kiyem al yidei Shabbos kanal. So based on what we're saying here, we understand that it's impossible for the meleches ha-mishkan to happen unless it receives from its source. its source is Shabbos, which is the ultimate source, the highest level of Heor Saratzim. V'zehu shehikdim Shabbos l'melech samishkon. And it's for this reason that the Torah over there in the beginning of Parshas Vayakhel makes a point of first introducing the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, and then it goes on to discuss the mitzvah of the Melech HaSamishkon. U'bechol mokom shemazker Melech HaSamishkon, makdim Yisra Melech HaBeShabbos. And you'll observe that throughout the Torah, in several different places, each time it discusses Melech HaSamishkon, it precedes it with the V'shamru v'nei Yisrael HaSashah, you know, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Ki Melech HaSamishkon einoy doiche Shabbos. Because the work of the Mishkan does not override the Shabbos. Adarabba, just the opposite. But rather, just the opposite. It is impossible for the 39 acts of work of the Mishkan, which in their purest form symbolize the 39 lights, which symbolize a certain level of Heoras HaRotzoin, it's impossible for that to happen unless it receives from its source, from its origin, which is the holiness of Shabbos, which is called Rotzoin Sheberetzoinos. Lahavdol, I always say this half-jokingly. I know in the mafia, in the Italian mafia, I know there's a term, capo de capo, the boss of bosses, Lahavdil. Here also, Lahavdol in the Kiddusha, there's this concept of Rotzoin, Heoras HaRotzoin, and the Heoras HaRotzoin receives, and this Rotzoin is a very high level, but still, it has to receive from its boss, from its source, which is Raiva Deraivan, Rotzoin Sheberetzoin, as it's called, which is the Kiddusha of Shabbos. We mentioned that regarding Yira, there are two basic categories of Yira. One is called Yira Soinish, fear of punishment, and the respect that one has for someone who's in a position to punish them or to, you know, to demand the respect, to command the respect. And the second type of fear is called Yiras Horeimimus. It's a respect and fear that comes from a realization of the awesome greatness of Hashem or of something else. The Zohar HaKadosh in certain places seems to downplay Yiras Oinish. Rabbi Nachman in his Sefer Sichoi Saran says that I want to make it very clear to every single Jew that Yiras Oinish is a very important, necessary ingredient for all of us. That there are certain times when a person, when the Yetzer Hara attacks a person and wants to, is ready to steamroll over a person, and sometimes without Yiras Oinish, the person, with all due respect and with all, the person, Chas V'Shalom, can submit and fall victim to the Yetzer Hara. And sometimes it's that Yiras Oinish that will help him pass it through certain tests. So that both of these items are extremely important. And whereas it's known in the world that fear, phobias, are something, Chas V'Shalom, that harms a person, that shortens a person's life, the fear of Kiddusha, when a person has this fear and respect for the right things in the right way, there's a pasuk, Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim, that this is something that adds to a person's life. It improves and adds to a person's life in the literal sense and in the figurative sense. Paragraph Vav. Vaydeze bi'atzmoi shemamshichen ha'kiddusha shel Shabbos l'sheish yisimei ha'chol. And by a person listening to what we said earlier about the importance of drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, by the fact that the person realizes that everything, any success that they're having in the 6 days of the week is only coming from Shabbos, from that Heoras HaRotzoin that shines on Shabbos, Bibichinas, as the Gemara says, Zochrehu Me'echot B'Shabbos, that a Jew should be thinking of Shabbos and remembering Shabbos from Sunday, right away, meaning throughout the 6 days of the week, we're attached to Shabbos. U'mekatshin es halamites melochos b'kedusha Shabbos, and by doing that, the person sanctifies his 39 acts of work with the holiness of Shabbos. B'bechinas tal oirois, he draws the 39 lights of holiness into his work, because we said again that the 39 acts of work, as they were done in the Mishkan, were referred to as these taloiros, these 39 lights, bechinas meleches hamishkan. And how does the person do this? Al yidei shemaminim shekol haparnosa hi rak mehashem yizborach levad al yidei horas harotzam levad shemeir b'shabbos kanal. Through the fact that the person is zoicha to develop an emuna, a faith, in that all of his parnosa comes only from Hashem, and it comes only from heoras harotzoin, which shines specifically on Shabbos. Aydeze biatzmoi nichlal hatalmid beben. By the person doing that, when a person is zoicha to this kind of emuna, he merges together the talmid and the ben. Now, this is an important point. In the chapter in Likutei Moran that this Likutei Halachos is based on, which is chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zalveya mentions the importance of each and every single Jew teaching children and students. And he goes on to show that that's based on a Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, "Asher ein chalifus lomoi," that a person did not leave over a replacement to replace himself with. And the Gemara says over there, there's a debate between two rabbis. One rabbi says this refers to a son, and the other rabbi says that refers to a student. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain that they're both referring to the same thing, really, because a son is a student, and a student is a son. Because the pasuk says, "Veshinantam levonecho," you will teach your son. One who's being taught is called a student. And on the other hand, when we talk about the Gemara says, "Kol hamalamed ben chaveroi Torah kilu asoi." That a person who teaches a student Torah, it's as if he gave birth to that student. So we see that the students are referred to as sons. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that when we talk about a son and a student, we're talking about two different levels. Because when we refer to the son, the fact that he physically is a product of the brain of his father, because the seed, the zera from which the child is created, originates from the brain of the father, that brings him, that puts him on a higher pedestal in a sense. That makes him symbolize a much higher level student than an ordinary student. So that the ben symbolizes the dore malo, as Rabbeinu Zal refers to it in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, the highest level of student. And the term Talmud is used to refer to the lower level students. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say in that chapter on Likutei Moran, in paragraph 9, he says that a Jew has to see to it to merge together Ben and Talmud, upper and lower. And he explains what that symbol, that these are not two distinct entities. He refers to them as the concept of Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidoi and Maloi Chol Eretz Kevoidoi, different aspects of seeking out Hashem, which are not different, they interchange and they interplay with each other. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say that a person has to see to it, V'tzorich Lichloel Ha'olamois. This I'm reading from Likutei Moran now, in paragraph 9 in that chapter, V'tzorich Lichloel Ha'olamois, Elyoin B'tachtoin, V'tachtoin B'elyoin, Sheyihye Habein Kolol Mitalmid, V'chein HaTalmid Yihye Kolol Mibein. So that there's a concept of merging these two together. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is going to address now, whereby he says that by a person having this kind of emuna throughout the 6 days of the week, that every aspect of their parnosa is coming from Hashem, from Heoras HaRotzon, from Shabbos, by doing that, a person merges together these two aspects of Talmud and Bein. And now he goes on to explain, Ki Shabbos hu bechinas Bein, kimoy shomer Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher, because Shabbos represents the concept of a son, as Rabbi Nachman explains in a different chapter on Likutei Moran. The chapter he's referring to here is chapter 2 in the second half of Likutei Moran. There, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the concept of a son versus a servant, a slave. There's the concept of, Rabbi Nachman told a story about a ben melech and a ben shifcha shenechlefu, a prince and a slave, a maidservant's son that got exchanged, the exchanged children. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that Eved is the concept of the 6 days of the week. Big proof is, the Pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Tavoid. 6 days a week, a Jew is Bechinas Eved. Shabbos, a Jew rises to the Bechina of Bein, a son, a prince of Hashem. So here Rav Nosson Zal says, so we see over there that Rabbeinu Zal says that Shabbos is the concept of the son, the Bein. V'sheishes imeachoel ze Bechinas Talmud. And compared to that, if Shabbos is the son, then the 6 days of the week symbolize the student. Hainu hakedusha shenimshach mishabbos al sheshes yemei maaseh ze bechinas horas haTalmid. And therefore, when we talk about drawing holiness from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, we're talking about drawing that aspect of light which is being drawn to the student. Ki haTalmid tzorech l'shamesh es raboy b'chol hamalochos shehoeved oisel raboy. Because we know that there's a concept of shimush chachomim, serving one's rabbi, and the service that a talmid does for his rebbe is the aspect of the service that a servant does for his master. The Torah praises Yehoshua as being the ultimate student. He was the one who used to come before the shir and set up the chairs and make sure to do the physical labor that was needed to serve the rabbi. Interestingly, we find Rabbeinu Zal writes in Chaim Aran in one place, he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derochov, v'chosid b'chol ma'asov. And he says that in order for the Tzadik to be able to serve Hashem in all of his ways, in all the different ways that he needs to serve Hashem, he needs chosid b'chol ma'asov. He needs the Tzadik's chasidim to see to it that the ma'asim, again, the physical items, that the physical needs of the tzaddik are taken care of. So we see this aspect that the Talmud is also Bechinas Eved. He takes care of the Malochis. V'shimush Talmidei Chachamim ze Bechinas Halochis, k'mo Yisham Razal. And we know that the concept of Shimush Chachamim is also a Bechina of learning Halochis. There's a Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Tzadik Vov, where the Gemara says, Kol hamoinea talmidoi milashamshoi, ki ilu moinea mimenu chesed, that a rabbi who doesn't allow his student to serve him is blocking him from kindness. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Lomas mereyehu chesed. And Rabbeinu Zal says that shimush chachamim is a concept of halachos, because it's called chazdei David. The Shahalocha Kamoisa, the Gemara says, this is actually from the second chapter of the second half of Likutei Moran. In paragraph Beis, there Rabbeinu Zal discusses this concept that Shimush Chachamim is a Bechina of Halochis. V'ha-Halochis hein Bechinas Sheish Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And we know that the Halochis, the Shulchan Aruch that we have, is based on a foundation. The foundation of the Shulchan Aruch is the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Shehein Bechinas Sheshes Himei Amaisa, and the six sections of Mishnah correspond to the 6 days of the week, the six work days. Ukisha Talmid Zeicha L'Shameshes Rabbi L'Kabel Mimenu Halochos, and when a student is Zeicha to serve his rabbi and to receive Halochos from his rabbi, Shehein Bechinas Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the halachos which are based on the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Shaideze Daiko Nikro Talmud, and through that, that's what gives the student that title of Talmud, the fact that he's serving his rabbi and he's learning halachos from his rabbi. Aideze Nizbararin V'Nizdakhin Kol Sheishis Hime Amaise Mizua Mas Anochosh Shenesarev Toivora Alidei Chet Odom Rishin. That's how the person purifies the 6 days of the week from the filth of the snake through which good and bad got mixed together through the pigam of Adam Arishan. We know that Adam Arishan, we'll continue. I'll explain as we go along. Kinizbarer hatoiv minora. The good gets sorted out and filtered out from the bad. Hakosher min apostle, the kosher from the apostle. Alidei limud halochis, through the concept of learning halachos, shehein bechinas kosher posel Tomei Toher Osur Mutter. Bechinas Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Shehatalmid Mekabel Mirabui. Sheze Bechinas Shisha Shimush Chachomim. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that if you look in Torah Shebal Peh, basically, the debates between rabbis that we find in Mishnayos are broken up into these three sets. Kosher, Pasul, Tomei Toher, Osur, Mutter. And they teach us that these six sides of the debate correspond to the six midos of Hashem, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Choyg, Yesod, Malchus. They also correspond to the 6 days of the week. That's the foundation of the Torah Shebal Peh. Now, the reason why there is this problem of constant machlokis in Torah Shebal Peh, it's brought, is because of the fact that when Odom Arishin ate from the Eitz Hadas, which was Toiv Vora, it had good and bad mixed together, and he went against Hashem's instructions in doing that, that caused this problem, this tzara for Klal Yisrael, that in terms of das, in terms of understanding Hashem, there also became this mishmash of good and bad mixed together, where suddenly in the Torah there's a lack of clarity. Suddenly this rabbi says kosher, this rabbi says posel, this one says osur, mutter, and so on and so forth. And it becomes a major, major labor for a person to study the Torah Shebal Peh, to try to get to understand it properly and to sort out the halacha, to sort out what's right. So therefore, these Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the main item which a rabbi teaches to his students, is referred to as this concept of the Sheishes Yimei HaMaaseh, this concept of Sheishes Yomim Ta'avoy, this avoida, this labor. Bechinas, we continue inside. Bechinas asiyo va'avdus she'oisa u'meshamesh es rabbi. And this corresponds to the physical labor that the student does in serving his rabbi. Bechinas kedushas shel sheishes yimei ha'maaseh. And this is the holiness of the 6 days of the week. V'ze bi'atzmoy bechinas hanal. And this concept of this kesher between rabbi and student corresponds exactly to what we mentioned earlier. Shemamshichen hakedusha shel Shabbos, dahainu heoras harotzim, shenimshach mehatzadik vorav shebedoyer shemeir b'Shabbos, umamshichen kedushas ulesheishes meachol, lekadesh kol halametes malachos mizu amasanochosh. Whereby a person is trying to draw the holiness of Shabbos, which is referred to as this heoras harotzim, which comes from the tzaddik, whose light shines brightest on Shabbos, as we learned earlier, that Shabbos was the main time when the tzaddikim would get together with their students to give over their holiest Torah. Umamshich in kedusha zu l'sheishes me'achol, and we try to draw, to expand that holiness and stretch it into the 6 days of the week, and thereby sanctify, purify our 39 acts of work from the stain of the snake. Again, the Nochash was the one who originally enticed them to eating from the Eitz Hadas. And the Gemara says that as a result of Adam, Rishon, and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, that damaged the world. That placed a klola into the world, the klola of Bitzova into Chalena, the struggle for Parnosa. Sheiyu kol halametes melochis b'chinas taloiros. So that if a person is drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, then his 39 acts of work are a concept of 39 lights. V'zeh b'chinas he'oras ha'talmid. And this is the concept of the light that the student receives from his Rebbe. Shehu b'chinas ho'kitzu v'rananu sho'ich ne'ofor. This is the aspect Rabbeinu Zal says in a chapter on the Likutei Moran, that the Rebbe, who's teaching students, two different levels of students, the students who are on a very low level, to them he delivers a message of Yekumun Hakitsu Varananu Sheikh Neofor. This is actually a pasuk. And the pasuk says, rise up and wake up, you who are lying on the ground, you who are on a very low level. And Rabbeinu Zal brings in a different chapter on Likutei Moran that the first letters of Yekumun Hakitsu Varananu Sheikh Neofor spell the word Yehoshua. Yehoshua, who is the symbol of Talmud. Whereas Whereas the concept of the son, the child of the tzaddik, ben, is a concept of the people who are on a very high level, to whom, to them, the tzaddik delivers a message of ayei mekoyim kevoidoi. To them, the tzaddik has to show them that you think you're close to Hashem, you haven't even begun coming close to Hashem. So Rabbi Nizal says here, this is the concept of the Horas HaTalmud, which is based on the pasuk of Yekumun Hakitzu Varanenu Shoich Neofor, Bechinas Meloi Choloretz Kevoidoi. This is the aspect of where the tzaddik communicates to those people who are on a low level, that you think you're far from Hashem, Hashem is everywhere. Meloi Choloretz Kevoidoi. So no matter how far you are, you're still close to Hashem, you're still attached. Shehatzadik Oemes Mamshich Horas Hadas Lo'oirer Ulohokitz as Bechinas Hashoich Neofor. The tzaddik draws Das in order to inspire and wake up those who find themselves in a very lying in the dirt. Shehem oisam shemunochum bishval hamadrega tachtoina. This refers to those people who are lying on the lowest level. Legalo islohem, to reveal to them ki Hashem imam, that Hashem is with them. Ki meloi chol haoretz kevoidoi, because Hashem's glory is everywhere. Kimavur b'maimran, as is explained in the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, this chapter 7 in Likutei Moran in the second half. Bechinas hakedusha shemamshichim b'shabbes alametes malochay shal sheshes me'achol shem klal kol uvdos ma'asmatan shoyse kol echod v'echod b'sheshes me'amasa. Rav Nosson says this parallel of the tzaddik who symbolizes Shabbos, drawing das into the people who are on a low level, the students who are bechinas avodim, avdus, bechinas sheshes, the concept of the people who are on this low level, corresponds exactly to what we spoke about earlier, drawing the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Rav Nosson Zal here is drawing the parallel between the tzaddik teaching the Talmud and the Jew who works for a living trying to draw the he'ora of Shabbos, the kiddush of Shabbos, into the 6 days of the week. U'kishe'otom nichnas bu'uvdim d'choyel b'lametes malachis, and when a Jew gets involved in his work, in his 6 day work week, doing his 39 acts of work, yochay litois chas v'shalom, there's the potential for a mistake. Uladamois bedatoi sheshom belametes malochis b'masumatnu buvdin nechoil einim tzasham Hashem yisboro chas v'shalom. And for the person to chas v'shalom think that Hashem is not there in the 6 days of the week, I don't see Hashem that clearly. I don't see Him in my work. And the person has the ability to feel very distant from Hashem while he's involved in his work. Therefore, we have to wake this person up. We have to inspire him. And we have to reveal to him that Hashem is with him. Even while he's in the middle of his gashmius work, Hashem is right there and with him. Ki gam shom belametes malochos nimtza Hashem yisborach, because Hashem is found within your work. Ki maloi chol oretz kevoidoi, because Hashem's kevoid is everywhere. Ki halametes malochos b'sharoshom hem kedoshim ma'od, because the 39 acts of work in their origin, in their spiritual origin, are extremely holy. Bechinas tal oirois, they come from these 39 lights. Bechinas Meleches HaMishkan, they're tied into the work that was done in the Mishkan. Veze Bechinas Hokitzu Varanenu Shoich Neofor Ki Tal Oirois Talecho. Rav Nosson Zal says, now look at this. Look how this pasuk fits together perfectly. The pasuk says, Yekumun Hokitzu Varanenu Shoich Neofor, wake up, you who are lying in the dirt, Ki Tal Oirois Talecho, because your light is a light of 39 lights. The pasuk tells us that we're taking those people who feel like they're lying in the dirt. These are not people who sit in a yeshiva, sit in a beis medrash all week, but rather they're out in the world. They're dealing, they're involved with goyim or Jews, and they're involved in all in items for parnosa, which seem at times to be completely disconnected from Torah, from holiness. And we're waking those people up. Those people who are involved in business, ubovt in the chol and in the labors of the 6 days of the week, b'shvil parnoso mamon, they're doing it to earn a livelihood. Shehu bechinas afrus zohov. There's a pasuk that uses the term gold dust or gold dirt, afrus zohov. So Rav Nosson Zal is saying here that the people who are involved in seeking zohov, in working, in earning a living, trying to make money, money at times is associated with ofor. It's a person finds himself in all kinds of dirty places, dirtying his hands in order to make money, in order to earn a living. V'shom bebechinas ofor shehi artzius v'gashmius bechinas lametes malochois yesh achizas hasitrachra. And over there, in the dirt, in the artzius, in the gashmius, in the 39 acts of work that a person is doing throughout the week, the sitra achra, the sotan, has a hold over there. Bechinas, as Hashem said to the snake, the ofor toichal kol yemei chayecho, you will eat dirt your entire life. So we see that the nochosh, the sotan, the sitra achra, is attached to that ofor, to that afrus zohov. Avol, kishemaminim b'Hashem b'shas asiyas hamasumatan. However, a Jew who has learned what we have just learned, and he believes at the time that he is doing his work during the 6 days of the week, v'yoydin shehakol meito yisborach levad. He knows that everything comes only from Hashem. Oz mekadshines alametes malachos b'kedusha Shabbos. Then that person sanctifies his work. He elevates it. He draws upon it from the holiness of Shabbos. Vazai halametes malachos hein bechinas taloi rois. And then his 39 acts of work are a concept of 39 lights. He's drawing those taloiros. V'ze bechinas hokitzu v'rananu shoich neofor ki taloiros talecho. And this is the kesher between these two halves of the pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt." You know why? Ki taloiros talecho, because you have the ability. Within your work week, within your 6 days of work, you have the ability to convert it to taloiros. Hainu afal pi shato isik b'masumatan. Even though you're involved in business or work, you're not in the Beis Medrash, you're not in the yeshiva, you're not physically in a place of kedusha. Afal pi kein gam shom Hashem yizborach nimtza. Hashem is with you in your office, in your factory, in whatever you're doing. Because Hashem's glory is everywhere, not just in the yeshiva, not just in the Beis Medrash. V'chol ha-masumatn shi b'chinas lametes malachos hu b'chinas taloi rois, b'chinas malachos ha-mishkan. And all the different business and work that you're doing can have the holiness of the 39 lights, the holiness of the work that was done in the Mishkan. Clear?
Is kind of like that there was a prototype where things split, so that the idea about a machlokas, about a question or controversy or strife, is really embedded in the nature of creation itself.
Correct. Also true. That there was something that, like you said, that Hashem put into the creation itself that would later manifest itself in this way.
Where there was a split between where it went from straight to the three lines.
Correct.
So was this related to the shattering of the vessel?
Also, exactly. That's all. Breaking is a concept of machlokas. Lechalek means to divide. That breakage is another example of it. Let's continue. V'ze bechinas ovois malachos. And Rav Nosson Zal says now we could understand a term that's used in the Gemara, ovois malachos, that the 39 acts of work are called ovois malachos. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, ovois mechlal deikotoldois, that if we're using the term parent, that implies that there are children also. Hach dahavi b'mishkon chashiva kriyov. So the Gemara explains, those acts of work which were done in the Mishkan, those are called avos malachos. Whereas other types of work, which didn't prominently show themselves in the Mishkan, that's what we refer to as toildois. Ki maleches ha-mishkan heim bechinas taloirois. Because as we said earlier, the work that was done in the Mishkan is a concept of these 39 lights. Bechinas heoras ha-rotzoin shemekablam mishabbos. Mibchinas haoras ben v'talmud kanal. It symbolizes the heoras ha-rotzoin, which one receives from Shabbos. Shabbos is the place where this Ben and Talmud come together. V'alkein heim kruyim av. And it's for this reason that these malachos are referred to as father. Av malacha. Ki mishom heim mekablim. Because that's where they receive from. The work that we do during the 6 days of the week receives from the Shabbos, which is called the daddy. Ki mishom heim mekablim mehat tzadik hador shemeir beben v'talmud. Because they receive from the tzaddik who shines into the son and the student. V'hatzaddik nikro av. And we know that the tzaddik is called the father. K'moy shekosov, as the pasuk says, when Eliyahu Hanavi was leaving, when he was leaving the world, and Elisha Hanavi saw him leaving, the Torah says he cried out after him and he said, Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael, my father, chariot of the Jewish people. So we see that the tzaddik is called Av. Ki Ovi Loshen Rotzayim. And we know that the word Ovi also means Rotzayim, desire. K'may Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Eov, Ovi Yibochim Eov. I wanted to test Eov. In that Pasuk, the word Ovi takes on the meaning of Rotzayim. If you look in Rashi and the Mitzudas Tovet over there, that's what it says. That one of the translations of the word Ovi there is Rotzayim. Because it's through the light of the tzaddik, who is called the Avi Yisrael, which he shines into the sons and students, al yodoi nimshach heoras harotzen kanal. That's where this heoras harotzen comes from. And that's how we are zeche to purify all 39 acts of work, that the work that we do during the weekdays should be a concept of 39 lights. Bebechinas meleches ha-mishkon kanal. V'alkein nikroim halametes melochis shehoyu b'mishkon bechinas ovois. And it's for this reason that the Gemara gives the nickname to the 39 acts of work that were done in the Mishkan. They are called ovois melochis. Because the meleches ha-mishkon symbolizes the kiddush of Shabbos, which we draw into the malacha that we do during the 6 days of the week, just like a father is mashpia to his children or to his students. Paragraph Zion, V'alkein afilu al yidei akum osor lasis malacha b'shabbos. And this is why the halacha tells us that a Jew is not even allowed to ask a goy to do work for him on Shabbos. Ki amiro l'akum shvus. Because asking a goy to do something on Shabbos that's forbidden for a Jew to do, asking the goy alone is called a shvus. It's an isur derabonan. Ki gam b'sheishesim e'achoyel tzrichim lovoy lebechinas zu lebechinas livli lasois klal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, even during the 6 days of the week, a Jew has to try to get to a level where he realizes that he is doing nothing. Rak shetia hamalocha nasis me'eleho al yidei b'chinas oros harotzon shemamshichim mishabbos l'sheishes me'achoyel kanal. But rather, the work is being done as a result of the heoras harotzon that's being drawn from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. U'kishezoichin lozeh, when a Jew is zoichet to believe that completely and to feel that completely, azai be'emes ein tzrichen lasis shum uvdo v'shum malocha klal, that Jew will become exempt from work completely. He'll find that he doesn't have to do any work at all. Because the Gemara says, Ki bizman sheYisrael oisin ritzonoi shel mokoyim, that when the Jews are zoche to do what Hashem wants them to do, melachton nasis al yidei acherim, their work is done for them automatically through others. Others do their work for them. K'mo shekosov, as the pasuk says, V'omdu zorim v'ro'u tzoinchem, that strangers will rise up and they will take care of your sheep. Ki hamalocho nasis b'rtzoinoi levad, because then the work is accomplished purely through the rotzoin of Hashem. Through the fact that the person was zoche to he'oras haratzoin, so from his rotzoin alone, the person wants something and it happens. Hashem makes it happen. The person doesn't even have to go to work to do it, to make it happen. Hashem makes the deal happen by itself. We know there are situations like that where a person sits home and deals are brought to them. They don't have to go out to work. They don't have to go out searching for parnosas, searching for customers. The customers come to them. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Bertzois Hashem darkeish gam oivov yashlamitoi. That when Hashem is satisfied, here the word Bertzois means when Hashem desires and is pleased with what a person's doing, gam oivov yashlamitoi. Even his enemies will help him. Birtzois daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word in the pasuk. Birtzois Hashem. Dahainu al yidei heoras harotzon kanal. When the rotzon of Hashem is flowing, when a person is zoichet to heoras harotzon, al yidei ze gam oivov yashlamitoi. Then even his enemies, even people from other nations, they will serve him. They will do his work. The Gemara says his work is done for him by others. He doesn't have to lift a finger. Things happen without him. Simply by him wanting something, he expresses a desire and the thing happens. So that's a certain high madreka. Rav Nosson Zal is saying that if a person is zoiche to this level of emuna and yediyah, then the person is zoiche that during the 6 days of the week, things are done for him. The goyim will be doing things for him, let's say. Avol b'shabbos. However, on Shabbos itself, gamze osur. Even this is forbidden. Even to have, not just are you forbidden to do work and labor, but you're forbidden even to have somebody else doing labor for you. Ki b'shabbos hu bitul legamri. Because on Shabbos we are zeche to complete bitul, to nullify the gashmius completely. Bechinas raiva deraivan, as the Zohar HaKadosh calls it, raiva deraivan, rotzoin sheberetzoinois. It's the highest level of rotzoin possible. V'osar shetia nasis malachtoi afilu beretzoinoi levad. And therefore, on Shabbos, a person is not even allowed to have work done for him, even if it's not him doing the work, but rather him expressing the desire. He wants this done. He says to his carpenter, I want you to have this done for me. Ki b'shabbos osra filu laharher achar malocha. Because on Shabbos, a person isn't even allowed to think about work. Kimo yishom razal, as the Gemara says, shetihye beinecho kilu kol malachtecho asuya. That on Shabbos, a person is supposed to think as if all of his work was completed 100% before Shabbos began. There's nothing to do. There's nothing that needs doing. And therefore, not to be thinking about work whatsoever on Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos osur sheyiyeh harotzein malubash b'shum malocha. Because it's on Shabbos, it's forbidden that the rotzein should be clothed in any type of actual work. Ki oz hu rak rotzein levad b'chinas raiva deraivan. Because on Shabbos, there is only rotzoin. Only rotzoin, meaning the rotzoin is not nislabesh in any aspect of malacha. There's only desire. V'zeh b'chinas amiro l'nochri shvus. And this is why the Gemara uses this terminology, that telling a goy to do something for you on Shabbos is a shvus. Shvus is the term that's used to refer to an isur derabbanan, a rabbinical prohibition. Shvus zeh b'chinas hakdusha shel Shabbos, Shenimshach mishabbos l'sheishes miachoil. Rav Nosson Zal says that the word shvus, grammatically, also refers to the concept of the holiness of Shabbos that's being drawn from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Shezehu loshen shvus, loshen hamshochas hashvisa. The word shvus in Hebrew also means to draw Shabbos, to draw rest. Ki haShabbos hi bechinas etzem haShvis v'manucha, because Shabbos is the essence of rest. Ushvus hu loshen paul, and the word shvus, the conjugation, the grammatical conjugation of the word shvus, implies paul. Paul means Shabbos stretching itself. Bechinas hamshochas hashvisa, meaning drawing Shabbos. This refers to drawing that rest, that peace from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. This is why the Gemara says, Amiro lenochri shvus. Telling a goy to do something for you on Shabbos is called shvus. Hainu, ki zois habechino, shetia malachto inasis ha'idei acherim. This concept of a Jew's work being done for him by others, Bechinas va'omdu zorim v'ro'ot zonchem, ze bechinas shvus. That's the concept of drawing Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Bechinas uvdin d'choil, a concept of the work that's done during the 6 days of the week. Bechinas hakdusha shel Shabbos, shenim shach l'sheishis me'achoil. This is a concept where a person is zeichet to be on a madrega, where he is drawing Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, and that manifests itself by Hashem helping him, that even during the 6 days of the week, he doesn't have to struggle, others struggle for him. By a person having the emuna that everything comes from Shabbos, Hashem gives him this zechus. Bechinas va'amdu zorim, that others work for him. Avol b'Shabbos bi'atzmoi. However, on Shabbos itself, gamze osur. Even that's forbidden. It's even forbidden for a Jew to be sitting with his arms folded and having other people do work for him. Ki oz etzem hashvisa, because Shabbos is the essence of stoppage of work. Ve'oz rak hizgalos harotzon levad, and on Shabbos there is only rotzon, there is only yearning and desire. Ve'ze vi'omdu zorim v'rotzonchem, va'atem koyhane Hashem tikro. And this is why the pasuk there, which says that the Jews will be zeicha, that there's going to come a time that strangers will rise up and they will do all our work for us, and we will be referred to as kohanim. We will be a nation of priests, kohanim. Rav Nosson Zal says, kohen ze bechinas klolius ben v'talmid kemavur b'maimrana. Kohen is the concept of ben and talmid merging together, as is explained in chapter 7 in Likut Imran, which this Likut Alochus is based on. If you look over there, you'll see where he shows in one place how Kohen symbolizes the merging together of Ben and Talmud. Ki al yidei ze zoichen lebechinas va'amdu zorim, al yidei horas harotzoin, shenim shach mebechinas Kohen, mebechinas klolius ben v'talmud. Because the way that a person is zoiche to this madreka, that others are doing his work for him, is through he'oras harotzoin, which is also something that comes from the bringing together of this concept of Ben v'Talmud. Any questions? Yes, we mentioned this in the beginning of this discussion a few weeks ago, that if you look in the Kiddush on Shabbos, let's take Yismachu b'Malchuscha. One of the paragraphs we say in the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, Kulam yizbu v'yizango mituvecha. It says there that on Shabbos, all will receive pleasure from the goodness of Hashem. Uvashvi rotzisa boy v'kidashtoy, because Shabbos is the day that you desire Hashem. Rotzisa boy, and Shabbos chemdas yomim oisay karosa. Hashem declared Shabbos chemdas yomim. Lachmod means to desire again, right? Lois sachmoy, do not covet, desire. Shabbos symbolizes the day of pure wall-to-wall rotzayim, where Hashem's desire for us and our desire for Hashem is at its greatest peak. And Hashem's feeling of satisfaction, being satisfied, the word rotzayim means desire, and the word rotzayim also means to be pleased, satisfied. The karbonis that we bring are l'rotzayim lefnei Hashem, for a satisfaction to Hashem. Hashem's satisfaction with us is at its peak on Shabbos. That's why we say bi'ahava uverotzoin hin chilono. There are many psukim, you know, many psukim throughout where the Torah speaks about Shabbos, or in our tefillos of Shabbos, where we emphasize this, that Shabbos is a day when Hashem's good feelings towards us and towards the world are at its peak.
V'zeh b'chinas rotziso Hashem artzecho. Shavta Shavus Yaakov. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to take this pasuk and show how this pasuk contains in it the concept that we've been discussing till now. Hainu shetzrichin lahamshich heoras harotzoin lebechinas artzius. This pasuk is telling us that a yid has to strive to draw the rotzoin into the eretz. Eretz refers to artzius, the low level of gashmius. Dehainu leuvdin dechol, referring to the weekdays, which compared to Shabbos are a concept of a low level. Bechinas lamites melochos, which symbolize the 39 acts of work. Shetzrichin lekadshom bekdusha Shabbos. The pasuk is teaching us that a Jew's mission is to sanctify the 6 days of the week, the work that he does during the 6 days of the week, to draw upon it the holiness of Shabbos. Bechinas heoras harotzen kanal. And the way that a person is zoicha to that is by drawing the holiness of Shabbos onto the 6 days of the week. That's how he draws Rotzoin into Artzius. V'zehu Shavto Shavus Yaakov. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas Shabbos. Yaakov Avinu represents the mitzvah of Shabbos. Kamo Shom Razal, as the Gemara says on the pasuk Vayichan Penei Hoyir, this is referring to when Yaakov Avinu came to the city of Shechem. It says there he rested at the entrance to the city, Vayichan. And the Gemara says, one opinion is Shekova Tchumin, that he established the boundaries for Shabbos. Bechinas Vachalticho Nachlas Yaakov Avicho. Just as we know, the pasuk says one of the brachos for a Jew who keeps Shabbos is that he'll be given the portion of Yaakov. So we see that Yaakov Avinu symbolizes the mitzvah of Shabbos. V'zehu shavto shavus Yaakov shemamshichin hakedusha shel Shabbos liyamei achol. This is telling us that a Jew has to try to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays. Shezel bechinas shavus Yaakov. Sheshovin min habitul. This is a term that's used in several places. Rabbi Nazal uses it in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran. There he discusses a concept of a Jew going up to a very, very high place and connecting there, like, for example, when a person closes his eyes tightly, when the person's in extreme pain. Rabbi Nazal explains there, why has Hashem put it within the nature of a person to close their eyes when they're in extreme pain? And he explains, because when a person's eyes are open, they see the world, they see the physical world. When in the physical world, when a person wants to increase their vision, what do? They squint. They close the eyes a little bit, and that gives them the ability to see a little further than they can when the eyes are normally open. So Rabbi Nazal explains there that when a person wants to see really far, when a person wants to see into the next world, what does he have to do? He has to close his eyes completely from the physical world, from the gashmius. And when he does that, he plugs into the next world, Olam Haba, which is called the Yom Shekulei Toiv, the place where there's only good. And this is why Hashem has put it within the teva of a human being, that when a person's in a dentist chair, the dentist says, okay, here we go, it's time for the drill. The person closes their eyes and tries to squeeze their eyes tightly shut. What they're doing there unconsciously is that they're closing their eyes from the physical world and they're connecting themselves to the future world, which is a place of kulei toiv, where there is no pain, or where the pain is obviously much easier to handle. So Rabbi Nazal explains there that that's called bitul, person nullifying himself, detaching himself from the physical world, which a person can only do temporarily. So Rabbi Nazal says there, what happens when the person, when it's time to come back? And he says that a person has the ability to draw some of that back with him when he comes down from his elevation. So this is what Rav Nosson Zal is touching on here, where he says, Shezeh b'chinas shvus Yaakov, sheshovin min habitul, whereby Shabbos is called Heoras HaRotzon. Shabbos represents this extreme spiritual state. The weekdays, a person has the ability to draw some of that into the weekdays, which is called returning from that state of bitul. V'bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'hachayos rotzoi v'shoiv. There are a group of angels that are called chayos, and they are rotzoi. Rotzoi means they leap upwards, trying to reach up to Hashem, v'shoiv, and then they come back down. So we see the word v'shoiv refers to coming down from a high aliyah. Because Shabbos, which is referred to as Horas HaRotzoin, then a Jew plugs into this concept of Bitul. He touches a very, very high spiritual place. And when Shabbos leaves, Oz Shovin Min HaBitul LeBechinas Sheishashim HaMaisa, then the person is coming back down from that state of Bitul, and he's coming back into the six-day work week. And the person has to see to it to take with him some of that holiness of Shabbos and bring it into the 6 days of the week. And by doing that, he draws He'oras HaRotzoin into his work, into his work week. Bechinas Rotziso Hashem Artzecho Kanal, which is the concept of drawing Rotzoin into Artzius. Bechinas Upoyal Yodov Tirtze Kanal, as we quoted an earlier pasuk, that a person has to draw Rotzoin Tirtze into his Poyal Yodov, into his work. And what's the second half of this pasuk? The first half of the pasuk is Rotziso Hashem Artzecho Shavto Shvus Yaakov. The pasuk continues, and through this, Hashem, you forgive the sins of your people, your nation. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, kol hashoimer Shabbos kihilchosoi moichlinloi kol avenoiso, that a Jew who keeps Shabbos the right way, Hashem forgives him for all of his sins. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect the whole thing together. Because we mentioned earlier that any time a Jew does a sin, it's from lack of das, deficiency of das. Because if a person were really in his entire mind, he wouldn't dream of doing a ridiculous thing like committing a sin, losing out on billions of dollars worth of Gan Eden, and taking upon himself the most incredible suffering imaginable called Gehenna. So the only way, the Gemara says, the only thing that allows a person to commit a sin is that the person loses their senses for a moment. This ruach shtus goes in. Shezehu bechinas pegam kol alam etes melochis. That represents the defective state of the 39 acts of work. Shehem bechinas shatu ha'om v'loktu. As the pasuk says, that when Hashem told the Jews that they would have mon in the midbar, it says shatu ha'om v'loktu. The word shatu, one of the meanings of the word shatu, the Zohar Kodesh says, is bishtusa. They went about their act of gathering mon with shtus, with ruach shtus. Shehein bechinas zuamas hanochosh. This refers to the filth of the snake, which the nochosh injected into the world at the time of the Eitz Hadas. Shemisham boim kol ha'avoinos k'yadua, which is the original source of all of our sins. So that's when there's pigam of the 6 days of the week, pigam of the 39 acts of work. Avol kishezoiche l'kedusha Shabbos, whereas when a Jew is zoiche to the real holiness of Shabbos, shehu b'chinas horas harotzoin shenimshach miklolius ben v'talmid, whereby Shabbos represents that state called he'oras harotzoin, which is a state that's achieved when ben and talmid are merged together, as Rabbi Nachman explains in the Likutei Moran that this is based on, shehu b'chinas he'oras hadas shemeir hatzadik shebedoyer. That's the concept of the das, which the tzadik of the generation shines into his talmidim, Umatzilas Yisrael me'avoinois, and thereby he saves them from sins, kimavur b'maimranal, as is explained in the chapter of Likutei Moran. By doing that, when a person is zoche to the true holiness of Shabbos, and he draws the light of the tzaddik upon himself, then he's zoche to draw that holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. And thereby he purifies his work from the filth of the snake. Because a person who draws from the holiness of Shabbos into the week, he's zoche that his 39 acts of work are not a concept of 39 curses, but rather it's a concept of 39 lights, tal oirois.
And
when a person does that, when a person draws that holiness into his work, then his work has no curse in it. It has no yetzal, it has no ra in it, but rather it has toiv. And that person is part of the toiv. He's not part of the yetzal hara, he's part of the yetzal toiv, which means he's not committing sins.
Because he has been zeicher to purify his work.
This is the horas harotzoi, that horas ben v'talmid, the das of the tzaddik, which is the opposite of sins.
And therefore, through this horas harotzoi, the pasuk says,
you, Hashem, forgive the sins of your people. Meaning, the sins will be eliminated. How? Through Ratziso Hashem es Artzecha. By those people who are zeicher to draw the Ratzoin into the Artzius. They're zeicher to draw the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Now we know the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us some of the ways that a person does this. One of the ways that a person does this is by thinking of Shabbos all week. When we say the Yom, the Shir Shel Yom Shel Shabbos, we say Hayom Yom Rishon Bashabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni Bashabbos, Shlishi Bashabbos. By doing that, we're showing that even during the days of the week, we're counting towards Shabbos. Our focus, even during the 6 days of the week, is on Shabbos. We also do this by taking in Shabbos early and extending Shabbos late, keeping Shabbos late. That's another way of spilling over the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, into Friday, into Sunday. Another way is by throughout the week thinking about Shabbos in terms of that if we see something special, a person sees a delicious cake or a beautiful article of clothing or something, their first thought is, I'm going to buy that for Shabbos. Or even if they're going to buy it during the week, they'll leave it for Shabbos. I'll buy it, but I'll reserve it for Shabbos. Any new item of clothing or any special food item or anything that brings pleasure to me, I would want to start it on Shabbos.
Paragraph Ches. V'alkein lo yhoyo shum echod yochel lohokim es ha-mishkon ki yem Moshe levadoi.
And it's for this reason also that the only one who is qualified to put up the Mishkan was Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshe kosuv, as the pasuk says, Vayokem Moshe es ha-mishkon. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who physically put up the Mishkan. K'moshe Amrazal, as the Gemara says, because the boards were very tall and Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall and strong, the Gemara goes to explain how powerful he had to be physically to lift up the Mishkan. Ki ikur heoras harotzoin hu meir rak al yidei b'chinas Moshe, shu b'chinas hatzadik v'orav v'emesh shabadoyer, kimavur b'maymarna. Because the real heoras harotzoin, it's only the greatest tzadik of the generation that has the ability to give that forth, to connect to that, and to give it forth through his teachings.
V'alkein iker gemar binyan meleches ha-mishkon haynu ha-komosoi yefshir kiim al-yidei Moshe.
And therefore, the completion of the Mishkan, which is physically putting it up, erecting it, was only able to be done through Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though somebody else designed it or somebody else contributed to it, the actual act of erecting it, which is the conclusion of the design, had to be Moshe Rabbeinu.
Ki kol echod osa eiza malocha b'mishkon kifi madrigosoi, kifi ma shezocho la'eiza b'china me'horas harotzoi.
Because each and every single person that contributed to the Mishkan, whether it's in donating items to it, gold, silver, wood, or in donating to the work effort, each person, according to what level of he'oras haratzon they were on, that's what level contribution they were able to make towards the Mishkan. Ki bevadai lav kol echad zeichel b'chinah he'oras haratzon b'shoveh kimuva divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Machmacher, because obviously no two Jews are alike when it comes to this he'oras haratzon. Each and every single person is on a different level of being plugged into this ratzon of Hashem. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, each and every single Jew, according to exactly where that person was holding in Horas HaRatzoin, that's what their contribution, that manifested itself in the type of contribution they made to the Mishkan. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, nobody was able to contribute in any way whatsoever to the Mishkan other than through this concept of He'oras HaRatzon. As we see the wording in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk talks about donating to the Mishkan, it says, Kol Asher Nodva Ruchai, any person who has the desire to give. So it's all based on this he'oras haratzon, the person to the degree that the person is plugged into the ratzon. And therefore, the completion of the building of the Mishkan could only be done through Moshe Rabbeinu, shezocha b'shleimus lebechinas he'oras haratzon, who was zocha to the highest degree of he'oras haratzon, ki hu hayomeir he'oras haratzon lechol melechas haMishkan, because he was the one who shined the full measure of he'oras haratzon into the Mishkan. Ki kol he'oras haratzon nimshach mimenu, because the full measure of he'oras haratzon comes from the tzaddik. V'alkein Moshe levad hayoyochay lahakim es haMishkan, and that's why it's only Moshe Rabbeinu that had the right to erect the Mishkan. V'ze b'chinas hukam haMishkan, and this is why also the grammatical tense that's used when it talks about putting up the Mishkan, it doesn't say he put it up; it says it was put up by him, hukam, implying ki ikar hakoma haMishkan shehekim Moshe. Because again, even Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't have to work so physically hard to put up the Mishkan. He had to have the Ratzon, the full measure of Ratzon. Once the full measure of Ratzon was there, the actual putting it up took place by itself. Me'elov, it happened by itself. We once mentioned this a short while ago, I believe. There's a short chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal describes the spectrum of from the lowest level of tumah, of impurity, to the highest level of kedusha. The lowest level that a person could be on is called shmad. Shmad means a person who rejects faith in Hashem completely. The person wants to convert out of the religion. The highest level of Kiddusha that a person could possibly attain is called Ratzon. Ratzon means where he plugs in totally to the will of Hashem and to the desire of Hashem, and where Hashem is completely satisfied with him. The word Ratzon includes all of those concepts. And Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter of the Likutei Moran that the tzaddik is the bridge that can take a person from the lowest low, from shmad, and elevate him to the highest high, which is called ratzon. Because the word shmad, shin mem dalid, has a numerical value of 344. Ratzon is 300, resh tzaddik vav nun is 346. Moshe is 345. He's right in between 344 and 346. He's the bridge. Because of the fact that he himself is the tachlis hashleimus of he'oras haratzon, he has the ability to take other Jews, no matter how far they are away from this ratzon, and to bring them close to the ratzon. Paragraph Tess. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas Purim. Sunday is going to be Rosh Chodesh Adar.
A few hours ago, we had the privilege of taking our Erev Rosh Chodesh trip, which we take at midnight, at Chatzos. Every single Erev Rosh Chodesh, we go to the Kotel, we go to Kever Rochel and Shimon HaTzadik as part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur Kotel, of Erev Rosh Chodesh. So Adar is already, at least, Mishenichnas Adar, Marben Besimcha, for sure we're allowed to do that even Adar Rishon. We're allowed to do it every day, but especially Adar Rishon. So Rav Nosson Zal is giving us a little tickle about Purim. V'zeh b'chinas Purim, b'chinas shkolim, b'chinas tzedaka. This ties into the holiday of Purim, which begins from Parsha Shkolim, which is the mitzvah of tzedaka. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give a deep explanation as to what spiritually is behind the mitzvah of tzedaka. Ki tzedaka shenoisein ha'oshir lani, al yidei zeh michlolin ho'olamos elyon b'tachtoin v'tachtoin b'elyon. When a person who's wealthy or who has more gives charity to a person who's poor or to a person who has less, that's a concept of the upper world and low upper world being merged into the lower world and the lower into the upper world. Because a poor person is a concept of a person who's lying in the dirt. As the Pasuk says clearly, make him, may offer, dal. Hashem takes the dal. Dal is one of the words in Hebrew which means an extreme pauper. Hashem takes the pauper and lifts him up from the dirt. So we see that oni is a concept of offer. V'ho'oysher sheyesh loy shefa ha'parnosa shenim shach mirotzein ho'elyoy mebchinas oros ha'rotzein kanal. And the person who is wealthy, or the person who has a flow of parnosa, which obviously comes from ha'oros ha'rotzein, ze bechinas dori ma'ala, kemuvan b'maymarna. That person represents the dori ma'ala, the upper level, the upper world. We said that ha'oros ha'rotzein is a very high level. Nimtza. So therefore, when a person's wealth is maintained in a holy way, that person is zeicha to this horas harotzoin bebechinas. As the pasuk says, "Bosar morei nichsi tzivi meshoich." The word tzivi means desire. The pasuk says a person who has a lot of possessions, people are drawn to him. People's desire is to be drawn close to that person. Sheharotzoin nimshach el hoisher, meaning that this concept of horas harotzoin is drawn to a wealthy person. Machba sheshom b'shefa hoashirus v'parnoso shom belubash b'chinas horas harotzoin klal. Because in wealth is cloaked this horas harotzoin. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, Sva rotzoin umolei berchas Hashem. This is by the in the Zos HaBrocha. It says Naftoli sva rotzoin umolei berchas Hashem. So we see that rotzoin goes together with soiva. Soiva means a person who is full, person who has everything he needs. Umolei berchas Hashem. Ukishehu isher. So therefore, the osher symbolizes horas harotzoin. The oni symbolizes the lower level. And when a wealthy person gives some of his money to the poor person, and by doing that, he actually gives life to the poor person, then it's fulfilled the pasuk that says, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Ein hadas b'shleimus, because a person who is poor and doesn't have parnosa, usually that person's das is affected by it. He isn't able to have a moichin de gadlus. He isn't able to have harchovas hadas, to be able to think broad, because he himself is in a constriction, he's in a tzimtzum. V'zehu ein oni elo min adas. And this is why the Gemara says in the Dorim that ein oni, poverty, is only measured by how it relates to das. A person who is poor in das.
Ki hakol echad, because everything is one. The financial aspect and the spiritual aspect, because the gashmias and the ruchnias are tied together in many cases. So when a person is in a gashmias state of poverty, very often it affects his ruchnias, his das. And when the Oshir gives to the Oni and he draws Shefa to the Oni, he gives him Parnosa, he's actually being Mashpia Das to the Oni. He's drawing Heras HaRotzin, which is called Das, which is the source of Parnosa. And by doing that, the Oni and the Oshir are plugged into each other. Shehem Mashpia Umakabel. They symbolize the giver and the receiver. Shehem Bechinas Dorimala Vadorimata. They symbolize also the upper world and the lower world. Venechlol and Yachad. And they merge together. Through the act of tztaka, they merge together. The Gemara tells us that when a wealthy person gives charity to a poor person, and he thinks, boy, I really helped him out, the Gemara says that it's just the opposite. Much, much more than what the wealthy person did for the poor person, the poor person did for the wealthy person. Because through the act of a wealthy person giving charity to a worthwhile cause, to a worthwhile poor man, that's how the wealthy person draws Ratzon Dikdusha upon himself. Because obviously, not every single person who has money has He'oras HaRatzon. And when a person gives tzedaka, that's the tikkun for all of his money. When a person earns $10,000 and they take 1,000 of that 10 and they set it aside for Hashem, they've purified the entire 10,000. The entire 10,000 becomes Kodesh. It's not just the $1,000 check for tzedakah. The entire 10 draws, has a kiddush on it now. It has a rotzoin dikdusha on it. And he's zoche that the heoras haratzoin that's hidden in parnosa suddenly becomes no longer hidden. It shines brightly. It's revealed. Because that's the source of parnosa. Because Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes here that when it comes to tzedakah, the essence of tzedakah is the goodwill with which it's being done. Bechinas, as the person, which is called nedivu slave, a generous heart, when a person feels good about giving. Kibay Shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'lo yera levavcha besitcha loy, and make sure to see to it that you shouldn't have any bad feeling in your heart when you're giving to the poor person. Ki biglal hadover hazeh yivorechecha Hashem lekecha. Because of that, Hashem will bless you. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at these words. Biglal hadovra ze daika. Look what the pasuk is telling you. That this is the key. The most important key here is that goodwill. That if a person will give money to a poor person with this rotzain toiv, through the goodwill, whereby the person who's giving does not have any negative feeling in his heart about it, but rather he's parting with this money with goodwill, through that he's zoche to draw upon himself He'oras HaRotzoin, which is a flow of goodwill from Hashem, a flow of satisfaction and goodwill from Hashem. V'aydezeh yivorechecho Hashem aleikecho. And by doing that, Hashem will bless him. That's how he draws the bracha of Hashem upon him. Ki ikar habrocha v'aparnosa nimsheches misham. Because the main brocha and parnosa comes from mibchina seoros haratzon kanal. Ki al yidei shenoy sein hosher mimamoino itztok aloni, al yidei ze nase shnei b'chinoy sanal. Shein b'china seoros ben v'talmid, b'china seoros dorimala v'dorimato, kemavur b'amaral, ayin shom. Because through the act of a wealthy person giving to a poor person, he activates both items, the light of Ben and Talmud, the light of Dorimalo and Dorimato, as is explained in Likutei Moran over there. Ki ho'isher shu b'chinas mashpia hu b'chinas Dorimalo kana. Because the wealthy person who's the one who's giving, he symbolizes the upper world, the upper level. U'kimuva, as is brought. V'ho'oni shu b'chinas mekabel, and the poor person who's on the receiving end, hu b'chinas dorimato, he symbolizes the lower level. B'chinas aspaklaria shein meira, he symbolizes a receptacle that does not shine itself. It doesn't give off any light of its own. D'leslo migarmo klum, it has no light of its own whatsoever. This terminology is used regarding the sun, S-U-N, and the moon. The sun is called Aspaklaria Hameira, a light that a lantern that gives off light. The moon, even though it shines, it's not shining with its own light whatsoever. It has no light of its own other than what it receives from the sun. Hukimuva b'maimran, as is explained in the chapter of the Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, Shehoras dorimalo v'dorimato heim b'chinas haspaklaria hameira, b'chinas hasogas moishe, v'aspaklaria sheina meira, ayin shom. Rabbi Nizal over there in the Likutei Moran explains that the two levels that are called dorimalo and dorimato correspond to aspaklaria hameira and aspaklaria sheina meira. The concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, the rabbi, the mashpia, and Yehoshua, the student, the sun and the moon. V'ho'oni shehu b'chinas dorimato b'chinas sheich ne'ofor. And the poor person is this concept of dorimato, the lower level, sheich ne'ofor. U'lefobim yochel ho'anius lahaviro yaldas koinoi chasashon. And the Gemara tells us that one of the things that can drive a person, chas v'shom, to go against Hashem is poverty. Sometimes, as a result of how poor a person is, the person becomes resentful, angry, and one of the areas where they want to lash out is they want to lash out at Hashem. They want to take a bite out of Hashem, chas v'shom.